This is KUT
Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. Christmas has come and gone. New Year's is still ahead. But for some people, the holidays cannot be over soon enough. Depression or anxiety can often surge at the holidays. Mental health and mental illness are hard to talk about, no matter the type or duration of the condition. To try and get the conversation started, KLRU's Decibel News Magazine is airing a special called Mental Health, Ending the Stigma. I talked recently with KLRU Editorial Director Judy Maggio and Karen Reynes, Executive Director of the National Alliance on Mental Illness Austin, to find out why the stigma persists and if there's any progress being made.
I think right now it still feels to many people, even the people that really get it and understand, there's still a part of us that still sees it as some character flaw or some kind of moral failing of some kind, a personality flaw. So I think as we begin to embody it and start realizing these are rooted in the brain and that these are real health issues that need to be addressed and that they may be addressed in many different kinds of ways, that I think it begins to touch upon the possibility for us shifting the language and the way we think about mental health.
Is there data that tells us how many people in the area have mental illness? How many people are living with this? What do we know about the numbers?
1 in 5 people each year are impacted by mental health issues. And that's not a Central Texas or just a, you know, United States number. That's globally. We know that that's the number. And I think it's also important to point out that that's a number that we know is true for adults and children. We have a tendency to only think of adults, but I know Judy
and
the work you've been doing.
That was a big surprise to me, is that it's the same for children. And talk about a group of people who really need input and treatment early so it doesn't become something worse.
If you think about that number, if it's 1 in 5, that means, honestly, every single one of us knows, loves, cares about someone who's living with a mental health issue. I think the only reason we don't realize the high prevalence rates is because we don't talk about it enough. I often give the example of my own experience of when my daughter was diagnosed with her mental health issue and ended up in a psychiatric hospital. I didn't post about it on Facebook. But I know 17 months before, when my mother was diagnosed with a terminal brain tumor, I did. And it impacted the way people responded to our family, because they obviously brought food and gave us lots of support, but it also, I think, impacted us as well, right? So when you're in a situation where you're not being open about it, you do become very isolated.
Let's talk about and describe what some of the common myths and misconceptions are about mental health and mental illness.
We have a tendency, because we don't think about it, to say, oh, that doesn't happen nearly as often. That's something that happens to other people and doesn't impact many, when it is 1 in 5. I certainly think that one of the other big ones is that they're not life-threatening health issues. You know, you get a call from a friend who's, got a diagnosis of cancer, and everybody, the first thing you think about is, oh my gosh, we could lose this person. But when mental health is left untreated, we know that in 90% of cases of suicide that we're seeing, an untreated or undertreated or undiagnosed mental health issues. Treatment does work, and what it looks like looks different for every person. If you had told me 8.5 years ago that my daughter would move across the country at some point to finish up her college education, I wouldn't have thought it was possible, because she was so fragile for such a long time. But last summer, we went to Portland, Oregon to watch her graduate with honors from Portland State. And while I'm super proud of that, I actually talk about the fact that I'm most proud of the fact that she understands she has a lifelong health issue and she knows how to manage it. She knows what the triggers are. She knows how to take good care of herself.
What are some things that are working well in our community to address mental health?
The last place a lot of people going through a mental health crisis need to be is in an ER or in jail. And in the past, you know, police didn't have that many choices. But now, thanks to funding from the St. David's Foundation and a lot of other contributors and making this a priority in our community, there's this Guy Herman Center where officers and the crisis team, if they're called out and someone's in an emergency that's dealing with mental health, they have a place to take them where they can be assessed, properly treated. And the best part about it is there are follow-ups.
And I'd say that the other thing is probably the presence of Integral Care, our local mental health authority. And that is true in the surrounding areas as well. You have Blue Bonnet Trails, that is also the local mental health authority that serves the county surrounding Travis County. But almost all of them, and this is true of here in Travis County, have what is called an expanded mobile crisis outreach team. If you're at home and there's someone that you're concerned about and you feel like you're dealing with some mental health crisis but you don't know what to do, here in Austin, in the Austin-Travis County area, you can call 512-472-HELP. That's the Integral Care call line. It's 24/7. Someone with a social work background will answer the phone and kind of help you figure out what are the next steps we need to take. And they can bring someone out to do an assessment there in your home, or they can meet you at a coffee shop or wherever you like. And then they will make sure that you get the right level of treatment that you need, the right level of care that you need for whatever it is that you're dealing with.
And also in the schools, one of the things I didn't realize when we started researching all this is that Texas doesn't require social workers really in the schools. Some states do. So you have these school counselors who are trying to do all the academic tasks that they have, the testing, the curriculum, all that stuff. They don't have time to deal very often with mental health challenges. So Integral Care has placed, and I think there's 52 local schools now, and we need to have them in all the schools, but they have Integral Care social workers, therapists in the schools that can help children who are dealing with some type of trauma. It might be abuse in the household. It might just be financial issues. But there was someone, you know, now in some of the schools in our area who is there full time from Integral Care who can be a friend to that child, to listen and to advise and be a mentor and friend.
Judy Maggio is editorial director at KLRU, and Karen Reines is the executive director of National Alliance on Mental Illness Austin. Thank you all both for your time and discussion today.
Thank you.
Thank you.